This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! Welcome, all of you! It's great to be back behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering some emails. I want to welcome all of you to the Invent America segment of our radio program, Home Talk USA. It's a segment that we do in the second hour of each week, where we talk to product inventors from all over the country, where we kind of give you a blueprint that if you have an idea on maybe a technology and not familiar about the process. But that's why we're here to help. And I'd like to welcome to the show right now. They call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. It's always a tongue thing for me, you know, with that. I can never get it out, you know.
Well, sometimes it is for me, too. And, you know, it does belong to me, and I have been using it for a long time. But every once in a while, I'm thinking faster than I can talk, and
yeah.
There it goes.
But we only got so much time to talk, and you're right, I talk quick because I want to try to get all that information, and everybody's always said, hey, Cajun man, just slow down. I said, well, hey, we got a clock here that we have to do. Well, Rita, welcome back again, and we're having a great time with the Invent America segment of Home Talk, a little section of the show that we do on the second hour of each week. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the purpose of the show and, you know, what kind of information we would like to get out there? And of course, I'll
guess.
Well,
you know, it's like you can read my mind because that's exactly what I was thinking about. And, you know, Invent America, our name is because America invents. We've always been full of inventors across this country. And, you know, our best inventors are the people that are working out in the field or something. And it's like the tool breaks and they've got to have a better way to do it. And when your introduction was going on, I was thinking, it's like there's so many inventors that have those brilliant ideas, and they really don't know then the first steps. And that's what we're here to provide, is because our show broadcasts from coast to coast, and a lot of the people will pick it up, and they're out in rural America, and all of a sudden they go, oh, well, that's the way I should do this. And that's what we're here to do, is to provide them with, like you said, the blueprint of what's my first step. How do I make sure, one, I'm not infringing on somebody else, and then how do I go about protecting my idea so that I can get it out there for other people to use? And so we go through those steps. We talk about different challenges. We talk about different resources so that we're really providing and entertaining, because a lot of our inventors just have the best stories to tell. And, you know, they've had problems, so our experts help solve the problems. And we're off to the races. We've got great entertainment because everybody says, oh, I've always dreamed about being an inventor. So we can help them with their fantasy land, and hopefully we get, you know, some of those with fantasy land into reality check.
Well, and I could recall last week's show that, by the way, was one of our top-rated shows because we talked about something last week that was very important, product liability, because basically you can have that idea, put it on a piece of paper, get your patent down, get your molding done, you're ready to produce this, and then all of a sudden you find out you have a product liability issue because the product you want to put on the market, is the liability part of it might very well over exceed what is required by law, and you can't even get your product on a market. So you spent all this money, now you can't even get your product out unless one of the big boys come in and, you know, private license it.
So right, it was, exactly. And there's so many challenges. In a couple of weeks, I've got a guest lined up already that's going to specifically talk about then the different categories of product liability, because it's different in home health care and babies is a big one, to the pet market, which isn't as big a deal. So we're going to talk about, you know, those different industries that people can be in and how the product liability insurance impacts their ability to get it to market and what they need to do then to be able sooner rather than later understand that.
Yeah. And then at the end of the hour, at the last segment of the show, we always like to give that information how you have, if you have an idea what the process is to get your product on this show. Because we are because we are not a pay-to-play network. We're not a brokered network. We don't charge anybody to be on this radio program. Well, we're just looking for the technologies of the future. And that's what keeps this show on the air. And I tell you, I was in your booth at the trade show, and I had a chance to talk to a majority of your inventors. And I need to tell you, the ideas and the entrepreneurship that they possess is amazing. And this is what it's all about. Just to talk to one of these inventors really gives you the positiveness of to say, you know what? Look, the progressives in this country want to kill America. The progressives in this country want to stifle invention, want to stifle manufacturing. They want to kill the idea. What I need to tell you, progressives out there, and this is not a political show, I'm just making a statement. Hey, America's not dead. America's coming back. And if you're going to keep throwing, you know, darts at it, hey, you might hit that board a couple times, but at the end of the day, it's the will of the American dream, the American to provide a family, to provide a great, so you can raise your family in a good area. Because I tell you, I did a show about 15 years ago on manufacturing communities that have manufacturing, and I need to tell you, Rita, the quality of life of these areas are amazing. Good schools, very reasonable tax areas, and it's because, look, let's face it, providing a great American job provides the American confidence that keeps this big clog wheel rolling. Just a fact. It's just a fact, you know?
Well, and it's amazing, you know, I've gone through, and even though an inventor may license their idea, they're going to use somewhere between 12 and 15 different service providers getting their product teed up. So they do help keep America at work, even if they're not doing manufacturing, because that's more the startup realm. We don't work as much in that realm. And so we talk about it, but the whole idea is that America inventing is America producing jobs.
Well, as long
as... Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about the scoundrels out there, because I want all of the inventors out there to know where to be aware of what can, you know, really tank their idea. And it's the scoundrels. And there's a bunch of them. We're going to talk about them next week.
Well, very well said. Hey, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, me and Rita, the inventor lady, we got our first guest, our first inventor. I think we're going to be talking about the handy hamper helper. Boy, that is a tongue twister. Handy hamper helper. What are you doing to me, Rita? Oh, my God.
We're testing you.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe it. All right, we're going to take a short break. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. We're going to be right back. Yay! To the Invent America Show. We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget, I want to invite all of you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. We have 61 episodes ready for you to watch on our on-demand. So that's HometalkTV.com. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Invent America radio program, the radio segment of Home Talk USA radio program. Rita, who's our next inventor?
Our next inventor is Jacob Maurice. He is out of Utah, and he invented the Microfold stroller. Now, it helps if you understand a little bit about Jacob's background and why he's on today, is that he's a mechanical product designer since 2006. And as a father of 10 children, he is very motivated to help families and individuals invent things and get them prototyped and manufactured into the marketplace. It's going to make family life easier. So the Microfold stroller is a good example of that. But the challenge is, and when I'd asked Jacob about this, is that, you know, over that early staging of prototypes, inventors can go through multiple chapters of prototyping. But as now you combine that with how technology has changed and materials have changed so that we've gone to be more focused on eco-friendly products, Jacob's had to go through several stages. So, Jacob, tell us, first of all, what is the Microfold stroller, and then how you've seen materials develop over the last 10, 15 years that's impacted your design?
Yeah, so, excuse me. So the Microfold stroller is a very small folding compact stroller that folds to less than a third the size of the small stroller on the market. So really small, really compact, easy to carry with you. It fits in diaper bags with a lot of extra space. Fits in. Actually, I carry it around, showing off to people in my computer bag a lot. So I've made several prototypes on this. Most of them are from, pieces of luggage and 3D prints and aluminum tubing. And so material-wise, there's always a lot of kind of struggles of what you want. So in this case, what I'm looking for is basically the smallest parts that can hold and support this thing. Things like looked into carbon fiber, for example, which is super strong, really light, but also quite expensive. And so it's a lot of that kind of, what kind of fabrics do we need? What fabrics do we have out there? So it's a lot of trying to figure out what kind of price point I need with what kind of strength and things I need as well.
Well, and I think you hit on a really important point there, which is, if you're looking at a product that needs to hit a certain price point in the marketplace, how do you've got to kind of tackle that from both sides. One is the price point you're trying to hit, which is the multiple of five, and we'll talk about that on another show, how you calculate that. But then on the actual cost, it's like, well, this material is way too expensive, we're never going to hit that price point. This material isn't strong enough, and even though we'd hit the price point, it's not going to be safe enough. So, inventors that at that early stage start messing around with those options are going to have a better chance of getting to market successfully than if they go out with something that's too expensive and then the consumer won't pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. And from me, there's four things to kind of look at, especially with this stroller. There's strength. Are the pieces going to be able to withstand the weights and things they go through? What's the weight and the size of the thing? How does it look? And how durable is this thing going to be over time? And for me, it's kind of choose the lowest cost material that you can that's going to meet your requirements. With this, it's got to look nice, and so I can't go and buy the cheapest fabric that can have the strength. It's got to have a good aesthetic look. It's got to be low weight, so I can't use steel on it because that's going to weigh way more than aluminum, even though aluminum's going to be more expensive. So it's kind of what kind of materials are going to let me hit that price point, but you also have kind of a bottom line of we have to make it for this price so we can sell it for that. So I just look at the what's my lowest cost material that's going to meet my requirements and go with that. So that's kind of a good model to use. It doesn't make any sense to spend a whole lot of money on a really nice material that nobody cares about.
True. You're very, very, very true on that. And I get a lot of inventors who don't understand that experimental stage of the prototyping, that we can go through several iterations of a prototype. And in order to get to where we need to be, there's some trial and error on the side of the inventor and the manufacturer.
Well, and there is some give and take, too. There's the type of materials you use can either put this in a high-end category or low-end category with the same kind of design, and people can say, yeah, I can justify this because it's got carbon fiber. Of course, that's going to be more expensive. This is awesome. Versus aluminum, well, that's not going to be as good. So you got to look at the kind of give and take. Where do you want to be situated in the market? Do you want a high-end version, a high-end side? And sometimes you can make different versions. You can have a low-end version and a high-end version just based off materials.
Right, and a licensee can actually do a couple of different versions. They could do, that high-end version if they wanted to, maybe with a different material, different name, different packaging. It's not unusual that you've got the same product, different packaging, but basically the same intellectual property covering it, just different, a little bit different look to it.
Yeah, I've got a guitar up here, and I'm looking at my guitar right now. I'm thinking there's places like Gibson and some of those places that have really, really nice guitars that are really well constructed, really good materials, and then they have really low-end guitars, and they're for totally different demographics of people. You long-time users, really good players to new people. Yeah. You got to know what are you looking for and who are you trying to sell this to.
All right, we got to step in. All right, Rita. Hey, Jacob, you have a website, morrisproducts.com, right?
Yeah, Maurice Products, M-O-R-R-I-S-E, products.com.
Say it one more time.
Morrise products.com talks about some of what I do.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jacob. Maurice, thank you for being our guest, my friend.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you much.
All right, Rita, we've got to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. Got to hear from some of our great sponsors by helping to patronize all our great sponsors. Basically, it keeps our show on the air, Rita, since no guests are charged to be on this radio program. This is the Invent America Show with my guests and my sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself, segment of our Home Talk USA radio program. I'm the Cage Man. I'll be right back. Yeah.